Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled, Saving People is the Basis of Fa Rectification Period Cultivation, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Hunan Province.
China Fahui, Saving People is the Basis of Fa Rectification Period Cultivation, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Hunan Province. I began practicing Falun Dafa in 2007. For a long time, I didn't cherish the cultivation environment I had. However, Master continued to protect me and encourage me. The following are my cultivation experiences of the past year. Police treated me well. Another practitioner and I went to a city earlier this year to distribute materials about the persecution of Falun Dafa. As I was about to enter a residential building, a crowd of angry people appeared out of nowhere. They thought I was a thief and started beating me. I had no chance to explain myself. Several of my teeth were knocked out. I was unable to move and can barely breathe. Soon the police arrived and saw the materials I had with me. I asked to be taken to a hospital, thinking I could escape from there. At the hospital, I was monitored the whole time and had no chance to escape. I decided to tell the police, doctors, nurses, and anyone I met there about Falun Dafa and the persecution. All night long, I repeatedly explained Falun Dafa to the police and sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate evil factors in other dimensions. My body felt warm all over, especially the top of my head. The next day, I was taken to the police station. I continued to send forth righteous thoughts. I asked Master to strengthen me so that I could escape using supernormal abilities. Perhaps the police would fall asleep, or my handcuffs would fall off. Master had always helped me before. This time, however, my plea to Master didn't seem to work. After looking within, I realized that I didn't have righteous thoughts after all. I didn't want to face this test. I was only asking Master to remove it for me. If I was able to escape, I might have to leave home to avoid further arrest. Is this what Master wanted? I said to Master in my heart, "From now on, I will accept whatever outcome you arrange for me, as I know that is the best. I will not acknowledge any of the old forces' arrangements. I completely let go of the fear of death and the possibility of going to prison. I became very calm. When the police questioned me about the materials that I had with me, I spoke very rationally about my cultivation experience, the miracles that happened to Falun Dafa practitioners, and how Falun Dafa is a higher science. I also told them about the persecution, how it is illegal and inhuman, and how it had poisoned people. The interrogating officers were very polite to me and treated me well the entire time. When I left the police station, one of them said, "We understood everything you said. You were carrying several hundred copies of printed materials. If we didn't take care of you, you could not have gotten away so easily. Take care of yourself." I thanked him and told him that they had established a wonderful future for themselves. I learned later that after I was taken to the police station, many practitioners sent forth righteous thoughts for me. Some went to my local police department and asked the officers there to negotiate my release with the police that arrested me. Since most of my local police knew the truth about Falun Dafa, they agreed to help. Even my workplace spoke up for me. I was released just 24 hours after my arrest. My understanding of this incident is that as long as we believe in Master and the Fa, and what we do is aligned with the Fa, Master can do everything for us. Quote, when disciples have ample righteous thoughts, Master has the power to turn back the tide. Unquote. From the Master-Disciple Bond, Hongyin 2. Handing out 100 USB sticks to colleagues. I worked at a police department for many years before being transferred to a different government agency. I know that I have a responsibility to let government employees know the truth about Falun Dafa. Over the years, I have written letters to government officials telling them about Falun Dafa. I even talked to some of them face to face. But many of them still could not accept the facts, and some even participated in the persecution. I carefully selected and downloaded some video clips and articles from the Minghui website and copied them to USB sticks. I gave them to people working at the Political and Judiciary Committee, the 610 office, various police departments, and domestic security units. When I gave them out, I would say, I have downloaded this information about Falun Dafa especially for you. It includes insights from scientists, scholars, and government officials. Since it is your job to deal with Falun Dafa, you ought to have a good understanding of both sides of this issue. They all smiled and accepted the USB sticks. I later copied more and gave them to classmates, colleagues, friends, and people from other government agencies. The result was very good. Some said to me, I suddenly understand. You have changed me. Some people working in those agencies no longer harassed or persecuted Falun Dafa practitioners. Clarifying the truth through criminal complaint against Zheng. When I set out to write my criminal complaint against Zheng Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party, I took it as a golden opportunity to clarify the truth to high-ranking Communist Party officials who may come across the complaint, as these officials generally did not have an opportunity to hear about the persecution of Falun Dafa. I was especially mindful to write a clearly written, well-thought-out letter. After I sent my complaint to the Supreme People's Court and the Supreme People's Procuratorate, I decided to write an open letter to further explain Falun Dafa and the illegality of persecution. I spent a lot of time and energy carefully considering every word, as I wanted to awaken my readers with compassion. I also included some cases of how our local practitioners were being persecuted. I mailed the complaint with the open letter to the top government officials in my city and province, but no one responded to the letters that were sent. I wondered why they did not respond, so I handed the letters to the directors and colleagues of my workplace, telling them that I had filed a lawsuit against Zheng. The leaders at my workplace were very worried about being implicated by my letter, and they each talked to me individually. I used the opportunity to tell them about Dafa and advise them not to sin against Dafa. Some told me that there were secret investigations going on in the workplace because of my letters. Some were worried about their own careers because of their roles in the persecution, while others said they were very impressed that I openly filed a lawsuit against Zheng. In the end, nothing happened to me. On a personal level, I was able to get rid of many attachments as I filed the lawsuit. I dreamed of flying in the sky 9 times during that period of time. I believe Master was encouraging me. I now realized the seriousness of cultivation, as well as the urgency. I do my best to study the Fa, and I examine my every thought. Since Master does not want to leave one disciple behind, I ask myself what attachment I cannot let go and what test I cannot pass. I am confident in my cultivation and in saving more people. Please point out anything inappropriate in my sharing.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.